Morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Hi there. This is Valerie Norris, and I was looking at my credit card statement, and I don't know what I bought from you guys.
Okay, Ms. Norris, for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
7267 Illinois Route 72, Kingston, Illinois, 60145.
All right, bear with me one moment. Okay, so I do see here that you have the Bites Hub Nutrition app, which is an app that focuses on how to use real foods to boost your energy as well as cut sugar and carb cravings, providing you with meal plans and recipe guides to help you eat better, feel better, and do better with that monthly subscription of $49.89. Now, I do see here that you entered a contest to win of a Dyson vacuum cleaner on January the 24th. As a part of the contest entry, if not canceled at the point of sale, then you are automatically enrolled into the Bites Hub Nutrition app. Oh, excuse me, I apologize for that.
You're sleepy, huh? Okay, this is another scam I got taken on. Okay, I need to stop that enrollment and stop charging me.
Okay, so it's definitely not a scam. Again, it does show that you entered the contest to win the Dyson vacuum cleaner. So that's why you were charged, because that's a part of the contest entry. If you do not decline the offer.
It can't be very well known, because I'm sure there's a whole lot of people who don't know they just did that either until they get their credit card statement.
Okay. Jeez. Now, again, if you bear with me just a moment. Okay, now, of course, we definitely wouldn't want to lose you as a customer today, Ms. Norris. What I can do is actually provide you with my employee discount. That brings the charges down to about $20 monthly.
I'm not even using them. I don't even know what I'm getting, and I didn't order it knowingly, that's for sure.
Yes, ma'am. Now, Ms. Norris, we did send the credentials to signing into the account to your email address, so you are able to access those and see if you're you know, if that website is something of your liking before I cancel the account.
No, just cancel it, please.
Okay.
I don't like any of that stuff that goes just to email or I have to go online, because out of sight, out of mind, and I don't use it.
Okay, and that's completely understandable. So bear with me one moment. I will go ahead and get the account canceled. Now, the account is active and running, excuse me, as soon as it's processed, which means that $49.89. Excuse me. Which means that the account is, the account was up and running. So I am going to go ahead and issue you a refund back, but there has been a 25% deduction because the account was created over a week ago.
Looking at my credit card statement today. Dang.
Yes, ma'am. So instead of being the $49.89, you'll actually receive a refund of $37.41. Now, with the refund, it does take about 3 to 5 business days to reflect into the account. But bear with me one moment. I'll go ahead and get you refunded back, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I am still here.
Okay.
Okay. So I did go ahead and get the account canceled, as well as that refund issued back to the account. Now, with the refund, it does take about 3 to 5 business days to reflect it to the account, but I did go ahead and get everything submitted for you on my end today. Okay. I do have that cancellation code available for you, but again, you are going to receive an email confirming the cancellation of the account, as well as the refund back to your account.
Okay, what's the confirmation and the amount again, please?
Okay, so it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
9203-98060. And the amount is going to be $37.41.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.